Former President Joe Biden's office announced that he has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer, which has spread to his bones. But the announcement also mentioned that the former president's cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which would allow for effective management. But we wanted to get a better understanding of this diagnosis and certainly broaden it so people can understand prostate cancer in general. So joining us now is Dr. Keith O'Brien, back with us, Hartford Healthcare Chair of Urology at St. Vincent's Medical Center. And Dr. O'Brien, we appreciate your time. First of all, let's talk about what makes this an aggressive prostate cancer diagnosis. When you hear aggressive, and we heard Gleason score 9, which sounds very high as well, what does this all mean?
Yeah, thanks, Melissa. Thanks for having us. You know, we've really thinking about President Biden during this difficult time. Prostate cancer is really not a one-size-fits-all, and that's what makes it so difficult. It's the most common male tumor. About 1 in 8 men will get it, and there's different types of it. President Biden, unfortunately, has a very aggressive form of it. The Gleason score, like you mentioned, goes from 6 to 10. 10 is the highest, most riskiest, and he's a 9. And in addition to that, he had a nodule on his physical exam, and he's got some evidence that the cancer has already spread to the bones, which is typically where it does with prostate cancer. So it's a more advanced form of it, what we call stage 4 prostate cancer. That's the bad news. The good news is that it's very treatable. You mentioned hormone sensitivity. So in the last 10 years in particular, the number of treatments available for men like him with advanced prostate cancer has really expanded.
I was reading online, Dr. O'Brien, that overall it says, this was on, I think, NPR, it says 5-year survival rate of 97% for this type of cancer, although that number is lower, 37% in cases where the cancer has spread to other parts of the body. As I mentioned, the former president has had it spread to his bones. So what are we looking at with in regards to this?
So you mentioned hormone sensitivity. So for more advanced cancers, we're typically combining different types of treatments. In his case, it's quite fascinating. Prostate cancer, like breast cancer, is sensitive to hormones. So by taking away the male hormone testosterone, it should effectively treat the cancer. It was one of the two urologists that was awarded the Nobel Prize, discovered this in the 60s. And so it's been a very effective mainstay of treatment for the past 50 years to remove a man's testosterone with medications to effectively treat the prostate cancer. Now, in addition to that, he may be a candidate for other things like chemotherapy or even radiation. And the combination of these treatments, Melissa, should really give the cancer a 1-2 punch. So the survival rates that you mentioned are lower, you know, with more advanced forms of cancer, but it's also very treatable.
So let's talk about treatment options for prostate cancer. We have Dr. Keith O'Brien here with Hartford Healthcare. And I don't know if obviously the stage that you're in for prostate cancer, obviously I would think the treatment options are different. But in this situation, again, when you find out that you are hormone sensitive, what are the treatment options for to handle this type of cancer?
Well, the good news is for now that the cancer is hormone sensitive, because eventually what happens is the cancer can outfox these medications and become hormone insensitive, or what we call castrate resistant. But over the last 10 years, like I mentioned, in addition to some mainstay treatments that remove a man's testosterone chemically, there are some additional treatments that help to really block those smaller additional sources of testosterone that can be produced outside the testicle, like in the adrenal gland. And in conjunction with things like radiation therapy or sometimes even chemotherapy, usually the additive benefit of combining these treatments really gets the cancer under control and becomes more of a chronic illness. So his life expectancy with good treatment, I think, is reasonably good. The challenge is he's a little older in life, right? So how is he going to respond to these treatments?
Right. I was going to ask that, Dr. O'Brien, age. I have to imagine age is a factor when you're talking about handling an aggressive cancer.
That's exactly right. You know, President Biden's 82 years old. You know, we can see this cancer in younger men, and that's why we advocate for screening at the Tallwood Men's Health Institute, because we really want to start the conversation. It's very personal, Melissa, like you mentioned, about age, other family considerations, about people that could have cancer in the family, and race. You know, unfortunately, we know prostate cancer affects African-American men more than other races. So we really want to start that personalized screening discussion earlier rather than catching cancer at these later stages.
And I mean, let's also talk about the fact that it was caught at a later stage. I know I don't even want to get into the politics of it because I just think that's a waste of time. We have heard, I mean, you could talk to this, Dr. O'Brien, again, taking politics out of it. How often do you find that, especially, hate to call the guys out, but men don't go to checkups as frequently as they should? And unfortunately, you find out you have a very aggressive cancer, maybe prostate cancer. I mean, in the president's case, it does sound like he's had a couple of nodules in the past. Like, I think it was a couple of times during the time he was in office that he had to have things removed because they could have been cancerous. I mean, does this highlight, you know, taking politics out of it? I think it highlights, I would imagine, the importance of having regular scheduled checkups. I don't know if
absolutely. That's the spirit of our men's health building at the Tolan Institute, is that if you can get people talking about some aspect of their health, you know, maybe it's something very personal, like the bathroom or the bedroom, you can kind of start a conversation that could lead to some screening discussions. And screening could start for prostate cancer as early as 40, you know, if you had one of those high-risk factors that I mentioned. And screening for prostate cancer is pretty simplistic. It's a blood test and a physical exam. So it's really easy to do it. You just have to get people on board with having that conversation.
Are there easy signs of having prostate cancer? Like, is this something that could have been detected sooner in the former president?
You know, it's fascinating in his case because you would assume he's getting world-class care.
Right.
You know, and so what the dilemma is the easier part is when to start the screening. The harder part is when to stop it, right? You know, and one of the main considerations is life expectancy, which is really hard to predict. And so, you know, typically we stop screening men as they get into their late 70s and 80s for prostate cancer, but it's a very personal decision. And, you know, I would share with you, I meet patients all the time in their 80s who look fantastic. You know, they're running 6 miles a day and chopping wood, and I think they're going to live a long time. So it's a very personal discussion you have to have with the physician you have about when do you even stop screening.
I think I was reading that typically once you reach the age of 70, you start to kind of wean off, if you will, having specifically prostate cancer screenings.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, the thinking is maybe you would die with it, not of it. But, you know, everyone's different. So it's hard to just apply rules to everyone.
Well, certainly, you know, highlighting on a much bigger scale the importance of having your primary care done, having, you know, frequent checkups. I think that's also a huge, I think, takeaway from this story. And if you want more information, you can always go to hartfordhealthcare.org/men. Dr. Keith O'Brien, I want to thank you for what you do, chair of urology at St. Vincent's Medical Center, and for joining us here on the air. We appreciate it.
All right. Great. Thanks, Melissa. Have a good day.